Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Subbress. The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So he's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a producer from out of Houston, Texas. Now, he's been dropping some amazing tracks over the last 5 years. Now, you know, up on this show, I love supporting talented independent artists, and he is just one of them. So give it up and show some love for a man like Nabil Lakhani. Nabil, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Akshay. Thank you so much for having me. It feels great.
It's your first time up on the show, right? So I don't know too much about you. The listeners don't know too much about you. So, you know, let's have a little bit of an introduction on who Nabil Lakhani is, man. Bro, how did it all start for you? How did you fall into this whole crazy music game?
So, I mean, I started making music like when I was 17. I've always had like music in my family. So I started much younger than that, but I recorded my first track like when I was 17. So we went, me and a couple of my friends and my cousin, we went in and made some music, and it just started from there. And then we went in and out, but now it's more like concrete. Like now we found the vision of where we want to be as an artist, or as a team of artists. We've transitioned from American music, rap, hip hop, all that, to Hindi music. And then we realized that there is our own, we can make our own lane in this, because throughout COVID and all that, Bollywood wasn't really coming out with stuff. Actually, Bollywood hasn't really come out with a lot of stuff since they started focusing on remixes. Yeah. So it kind of gave us an open lane, and we're like, okay, let's try this, because there's a lot of space to play here.
No, absolutely. You know what? I couldn't agree more. Do you know what? And it's something that me and my friends talk about all the time. You know, Bollywood has just become lazy. And that's what I'm saying. It's become lazy over the past few years. You know, it's just been just refixes after refixes after refixes. And the trend ain't stopping. You know, even now, you know, you've got the selfie movie with Akshay Kumar, and they've just refixed the Mere Khiladi Toh Nari song. And growing up,
that was one of my favorite songs. I loved that song. But I mean, like, it's like, okay, I like that in that movie. But I mean, I guess that's the way to keep these songs alive for the new generation, like Gen Z and Alpha and whatever else is next. Yeah. That's the only way those songs are going to survive through all this.
Absolutely. But I am finding that the non-Bollywood stuff, you know, that's coming out of India, you know, that's proving much more popular. You know, stuff like your Badshahs and your Raftars and, you know, there's a whole bunch of other artists. And that stuff is really, really popping off, I feel, right now, more than the Bollywood, and, you know, without a doubt. And, you know, and then you've got a whole bunch of independent artists. You know, there's people like you out there, you know, on the grind doing your stuff, and you're putting out some amazing work, which we're gonna talk about. Just remind us, bro, you know, where are we talking to you this evening?
I'm in Houston, Texas, based in USA.
Is there a big Desi scene out there in Texas?
Houston is a mini India, Pakistan is all mixed. We're like a big melting pot here. There's a ton of Desis out here. And I mean, I think maybe that's the reason why this is the type of music I wanted to make. Because I was around that. And I mean, I became very fluent in Hindi and Gujarati. So that was something that, like, it's not hard to write to this for me. It's almost like speaking English for me.
Coming on to that point, actually, you know, I've checked out your, you know, not just the recent, obviously, releases that you sent me, but, you know, stuff you've kind of done over the last few years. It's very kind of, how can I put it, very romantic. It's, you know, it's about love. It's about relationships. And, you know, I always think, right, writing about that subject is, you know, is a bit difficult. You know, how, as a writer, Nabil, right, you know, how do you kind of stop it from sounding really cheesy? Because it can do, right?
Yeah, it can definitely sound like that. I think a lot of it actually comes from like stuff that you've heard, stuff that you watch. Like, there's so much content out there that you can absorb. And like, not every story is going to be about my personal life. Every story can be different. It could be a TV show. It could be a scene from a movie. It could be just something that happened to someone else, and you were talking to your friend and they gave you some sort of content, and that you just turn it into words that you've heard in other movies and stuff like that. I think that's how you refrain from it being cheesy and like having that flow to it. And I think it's more about the melody more than the lyrics. So if the melody is pretty, I think the lyrics are going to sound done great with it.
You know, growing up, you were around a big influence of, you know, of that Bollywood sound. You know, what would you say, you know, were your earliest influences?
My dad is a singer. He used to be a singer for our community.
Yeah.
And then he stopped when we moved here. And then he just actually started picking it back up this year. So, which is cool for him. And then two of my cousins are pianists. So I think the music was always like kind of like embedded in me from the time I was born, probably even while I was in my mother's stomach. I'd been around this.
Now, as you said, you grew up around Bollywood movies, Bollywood music. You know what? If I was to take you back, was there any singer that really influenced you or you thought, wow, you know what? They are just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I actually had like time frames when I was really into like certain singers, like maybe a few years ago, I was super into Kumar Sanu. So I went through like every single one of his discography songs. Same thing happened with Sonu Nigam, Arijit Singh, like all these guys, their discography is just so amazing. And it's so fun to listen to.
No, without a 100% agree with you, man. You know, Kumar Sanu, the king of the 90s, man, you know, absolutely untouchable, you know, I mean, alongside.
And his voice was so solid. Like there's no flaw in that man's voice.
Absolutely. You know what, you pick up any track from the 90s with Sanu on it, man, you know, it just pops, man. It just bangs without a doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
You touched base with me, you know, a few weeks back, and you sent me your latest release, Dire. Bro, mm-hmm. I was absolutely blown away. Do you know what, I listened to it again. And I kid you not, right? You know, if I didn't know any better, you know, I could have sworn it was from a Bollywood film. It just had such a Bollywood vibe to it, bro. Talk to me about the song, man. Talk to me about the inception of this track.
Well, I mean, like I said, so like the story for the song was just like, it was literally a TV show that I watched. And it was a scene from a TV show when a girl comes over to this guy's house and she's not really supposed to be there. And that's how that song started. And then I was like, I was really into As It Was. So I was like, let me produce a track where the vocals sound like As It Was. So more dreamy, more airy. And a lot of the vocal production I do on my own. The beats are from all over the place depending on the producer and the vibe and whatever I'm feeling. So for Dhir in particular, that was just a story that just popped up just because of something that I watched maybe like 15 minutes, 20 minutes prior to that, and it just worked.
Absolutely, man. The track is amazing. It is on my playlist, and I tell you something, my listeners love that track. And now you've dropped a new one again just recently, you know, which we are going to hear a little bit later on in the show, straight after the interview. The new track is called Ecstasy, and again, you know, it's got this kind of really romantic vibe to it. Again, you know, just talking about relationships. Again, you know, talk to me about this this track, Nabil.
So for Ecstasy, it was more like, it was kind of like a party scene in my head. I was imagining like a beach party where it's just this guy and this girl, and they meet up, and he's basically trying to convince her to be like, hey, why don't you come with me, I'm going to show you a new world, and we could just be together. And it's more like playful, like nothing really too serious, but I just really like the vibe of that beat, and the melody that came from it was so much fun to make.
Now, you know, for the last few tracks, we've seen lyrical videos. Are there plans to make videos? Were there any plans to ever do that?
Yeah, there's definitely plans to make some videos. I think we're just trying to figure out the right team for us to create that content. Yeah. Because I feel like we need to have other people who put their brain into it too, and it's just not like us telling them, okay, this is our direction, this is where we want to be. I think it's a collaborative effort would be better for us. And that's how it's been with my content team, who puts out all my content. So I'll send them the stuff, they'll edit it, they'll put it out, they'll post it. Same thing with the music video. We want it to be something special and something different, where people bring their creativity to it, and it's not just us being like, this is it, and it has to be like this. Because I think we're still learning. We're in the learning phase, right? With music, I think we can give them, even with music, we're still open to like feedback and wanting to know what can we do better. Yeah. So I think that's kind of what we're looking for at the moment with the videos. And then we're going to be doing a song that's going to be releasing with Salim and Suleiman. So they give opportunities to a lot of people like us.
Yeah.
Like the independent artist. And I reached out through an email, and they got back to us. So for that song, we'll definitely be doing a video for that one.
That's amazing, man. We can't wait, man. Like I said, we are only at the beginning of the year. You know, you've had a couple of really strong releases, Nabil. You know, I know you touched upon the Salim Suleiman collaboration. in the works right now. You know, what else can we expect from you over the course, you know, of this year?
I mean, I think for every month of this year, we have a song releasing at least one that is already scheduled out. There might be more, but we just have to see how everything plays out. But one every month for sure.
Well, do you know what, bro? Listen, keep doing what you're doing because we're absolutely loving it, right? You know, I'm so glad that you reached out, man, you know.
Thanks. You know, thanks for reciprocating so well.
And we are going to keep on supporting and we'll keep having you back up on the show, Nabil.
Yeah, thank you so much, Akshay.
Listen, Nabil, it's been an absolute pleasure and we're going to do this again. This certainly won't be the first and the last time. But listen, it is your first time up on the show. Aur mere bhai, main tujhe aise vaise nahi jaane dunga. So listen, it would be absolutely amazing if you could hit us up with a few lines from the brand new track. You up for it?
Sure. You want me to start at the top?
Yeah, just go for it, bro.
नशे में झूम रहे हम यारा तो होती ना खत्म ये तो है शाम अपनी ही सारी आवाम अपनी अब ना तो होश है क्या ये है एक्सटेसी.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nabil Lakhani. My brother, thank you so much once again. And it's only right before we wrap things up, you introduce the new one.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take a listen to Ecstasy.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.